ya, friends, fam. It's me, Allie Makovsky, with another episode of Resting Bitch with Allie Makovsky. Crowd goes wild. I haven't washed my hair in about a week, so that's what this style is, if you are wondering. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm gonna get my hair done today, actually. And I don't know what to do. Should I go back to blonde? Am I going to be pink again? Am I going to be another color? I've been thinking about like a nickel, like a copper, like a burnt red color. I don't know. That might be fun. Like a little, I don't know. I think the biggest shock of all, because everyone's like, wow, you always like, my sisters are always, like, freaking out when they see my hair. They're always like, oh, my God. I think what would shock everyone the most is if I just went back to brown. Like, if I was just a brunette again, everyone would be like, who are you? It could be fun. I don't know. So, I'm getting my hair done today. So, on the next episode, it's going to be New Allie. New Allie. What was I going to say? Okay. I have the weirdest story. Like, the strangest experience. I was at the nails. So I got these acrylics, okay? These ridiculous, long-ass acrylic nails. And, my middle acrylic broke off. Because, you know, I get down and dirty. I do construction on the side. Part-time construction. Naturally, by this aggressively orange shirt I'm wearing. Anyway, so I broke my middle nail. And also, just keep in mind, I woke up 30 minutes ago. So if you're like, why is this starting off on such a weird note? Why isn't Allie able to form sentences? I literally just got out of bed. If anyone struggles to wake up, I found out this morning that if you listen to Don Omar's Dansa Kuduro. Wait, how do you say that? Well, it's easier if you sing it. You know, the song, it's like, Mama Riva. Si tu na sola, ta media vuelta, danza duro. Danza duro. You know, I can't, whatever. I don't need to try and sound authentically Spanish native. Okay, whatever. I woke up to that, put it on the Bluetooth, was jamming out to it when I was brushing my teeth, and it was nice, but I'm still very tired. But it did get me out of bed after like an hour of scrolling on Instagram. I'm really bad at that. Like, as soon as I wake up, I'm like, what's everyone doing today? I don't want to be left out. It's like 9 in the morning. Like, no one's doing anything right now. It's psychotic. Psychotic. And I go on my explore page, it's all Timothy Chalamet. All of it. Every single thing on my explore page, Timothy Chalamet. Imagine one day me meeting him and him being like, oh, let me look at something on your Instagram. Just assuming that we'll hit it off and he'll want to check something on my phone really quick. And then he goes to my explore page and it's just him everywhere. How do you explain that to your new friend Tim, you know? Oh, sorry, my sister was using my phone a lot. One time, I had this guy try and pull an excuse on me like that on some weird shit. But this is totally different. Wait, but what was I saying about... God damn it, I always do this. No. Like way before that. Oh, my nail salon story. Okay. I'll get back to that later. But one time, I was like, well, how do I say this story without dragging anyone? One time, this guy messaged me. I had messaged him. He had messaged me. He was much older than me because I was like 18 or 17. No, I was like 17 at the time. He was much older than me. And he was flirting with me and messaging me. I won't say where. But I'm 17. I make it very clear to him that I'm 17 and that I'm not really interested in hooking up or anything. And then he's like, okay, when do you turn 18? And I was like, September. Like, why? Do you want to know my horoscope or whatever? You know? I was like, you nasty ass. And then like a couple weeks or something later, I don't know the timeline, but in a separate message thread, he was like, what did he say? Oh, he said, come over, let's make out. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like I said, like, you know, no, I'm good. And then he messaged me back because I shut him down. I don't think he was expecting me to shut him down. And after I shut him down, he was like, oh, sorry, that was my friend. He messaged you. I'm like, bitch, you're 40. You're like 40 years old. Anyway. I want to save this for something else anyway. But, okay, so I go to the nail salon. Keep in mind, this nail, I could literally rip it off right now. Like, no problem. But I'm not going to because I need my nails to look decent for this pod. For all the nail fans out there. But there's probably, like, at least two of you. Okay, I'm blowing up today. My phone won't stop buzzing. And I needed to stay on just in case. Oh, my God. Welcome to my life. Just constant notifications. No. I just like group messaged 1,000 people being like, what are you doing? No, I did that last night or two nights ago. I was like taking a nap in bed, like one of those fat naps where you're just like, I could just sleep all night, like from like 6 p.m. until 12 noon the next day. And I was like, okay, I can't do that because it's gonna like fuck me up. And it was like 9 or 10 p.m. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, I just took a nice nap and now I'm awake and I don't really want to go out, but I don't want to just like sit at home for a couple hours until I go back to bed. So I hit up like 10 or 12 people, 12 people that I was like, okay, these are the people who I would want to hang out with if I go out tonight. And then, of course, everyone's like, because you expect, you're like, okay, I'll message 12 people that way. Only like two will actually be able to hang out, and then I'll just have to bail on one person. Like, literally, all 12 people were like, yeah, we should do this. Let's do this. And I'm like, and then I was just honest with them. I was like, look, I did message a lot of people asking the same thing, and you're not my first option. No, I didn't say that. And I actually don't like you. No, I went with the first option. Is that true? That might not be true. I might have gone with whichever option sounded the best. I got ramen. Oh, I still need to get to the nail story. I got ramen with my friend Danny and kimchi fried rice from this place called Chibiscus. It's like one of those places that I've passed so many times and I'm like, who the fuck would go there? Because it's in like this weird strip mall right next to a laundromat and a pizza shop and like, you know, just a unit where homeless people pee at night, you know. It's just like a random little strip mall. And so I always pass it and I'm like, who the fuck goes here? And then we went and the kimchi fried rice. The ramen was all right. Honestly, I've had much better ramen. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. But the kimchi fried rice, that got me going. That got me going. Yeah, it was so good. But then what was I gonna say? Why did I bring, oh my god, this is a mess. So one time, I always think like as an adult I don't have ADD or anything, because I don't really have to use my brain much anymore, except for now. And I'm starting to notice it, because when I was in, I always thought that I just needed attention and that I didn't have ADD. I just like needed everyone's attention at all times, which still I think is true. But I also think that maybe, okay, here's what happened. I was in middle school, right? Set the scene. I'm in my English class and it's my core class. That means it's like three classes all with one teacher. History, English, something else that I probably don't really think about often. And I was really tight with my teacher. I was friends with pretty much all of my teachers because I never did my homework and I needed to be friends with them so they would not hold me back. So I'd be like, what's up, Miss B? One time one of my teachers like drove me home after school, like a little bit too close, you know? Like, your teacher shouldn't be giving you rides. But anyway, my parents were neglectful at moments. And my mom's going to listen to that. And I guarantee you, I wasn't neglectful. Why would you say that? It's a podcast, okay? I mean, but they were neglectful. It is true, mom and dad. My dad's not listening, but he knows. He won't deny it. Anyway, so I was really tight with my teachers, and I would always just, like, hang out in class, kick it, whatever. And one day, there was, like, one of those teacher's aides who was in my classroom, you know? And I'm, like, singing and dancing for him. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, you know, I'm studying to become a teacher, so I'm just observing your class. And I'm like, can I do a number for you? So I'm like, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I break out into, like, song and dance for him during class. And, you know, I'm, like, bonding with this dude. I'm like, my man's about to become a teacher. I'm so proud of him. You know, we're just vibing. I'm just having a good time hanging out with him, showing off my dance moves and my singing skills. And then I get called to the office. And this is where it gets dark. So I go to the office, and who do I see? The guidance counselor, my mother, my father, and this teacher's aide. And my, like, core teacher. And I'm like, what the fuck are all these hoes doing in here? It felt like intervention, where they're like, you need to stop doing hot Cheetos for breakfast. Because that's what I ate in middle school. Hot Cheetos with cream cheese, breakfast of champions. Or breakfast of champions and girls who get pregnant in high school. But that's what I ate every morning for breakfast. Anyway, so it felt like an intervention for hot Cheetos in there. And, kind of, you know, definitely like a Dr. Phil vibe of sorts. And so I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, plot twist, this guy isn't studying to become a teacher. He's a full-blown psychiatrist for children. And you got ADD, bitch. And I'm like, okay, I thought we were friends. And I'm doing a dance and singing for a friend. You can't just bamboozle me with an ADD diagnosis when I'm just trying to get attention from this new guy in class. That's not fair. That's not fair. Anyway, so I was on Adderall for about 6 years after that, and it did melt my brain, and it was not good. I was on Vyvanse. Vyvanse is the one that they're like, it's not addictive. And it's like, bitch, if it's making my head feel different than it already does, it is addictive, okay? And here's the thing. Pills are tricky. Pills are tricky because they can be prescribed to you. And you go, a doctor wouldn't let me overuse my med. You know, a doctor wouldn't put this in my hands if he didn't think I was capable of taking it for necessary uses. And then once your girl gets into college, it's like, let's take it at night too to stay up and party. So yeah, bitch, it is addictive. Okay. And you know what? It's fucked up because it like you lose your appetite on it. But your girl likes to eat. And so as enticing as it sounds to be like, maybe I'll get skinny. It's like, yeah, but imagine not eating spinach artichoke dip as an appetizer at, you know, the claim jumper or whatever. Like, I'd rather have ADD and have this podcast fall to the floor than miss out on some spinach artichoke dip. Anyway, but for a long time, okay, so I was on Vyvanse, this like ADD medication for a long time, and it helped make me focus on things that didn't matter. You know what I mean? And if you weren't focused on the same thing I was focused on, I hated you. I was so angry and quiet, and I would just like keep to myself. Like, well, I don't know if I want to say that. But aren't a lot of school shooters on, like, ADD medication? That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. It makes you, like, very, like, it made me very angry all the time. Because people weren't on my level, you know? I felt like I was in the Matrix and everyone else was living normal lives. And I'm like, but I can see the numbers. I thought I could see numbers, you know? It makes you think crazy things. And then, so I'm on it for, like, you know, eighth grade until freshman year of college. And then I dropped out of school and I was still taking it. And then once I got sober and like stopped drinking and everything, I just like stopped doing all of it. And I had already stopped taking my Vyvanse like as prescribed in the morning every day, because I'm like, I'm not going to school every day anymore. Like, I'll just take it when I need to, aka when I'm going to the club. And I realized once I stopped drinking and like told myself I was going to stop doing all that, that I would like crave it at night. That's psychotic. Who needs to be focused at night? Anyway, it was fun though. Good times. Good times while it lasted. Had a blast. Loved it. But brain is mush. For sure. For sure. When people are like, oh, you're so chill, I'm like, no, I think I was just like over medicated for 6 years of my life. But whatever, it's chill. It's so chill. I started watching, I'm never going to tell the story about the nails. It's going to be like an ongoing thing where like I keep saying, oh, I'll get back to the story. And then by the time I do get to the story, it's not a good story. I've told it to like 5 friends. And the first time I told it, it killed. Every time I've told it since, it's just a boring story. But I will get back to the nail story. What was I saying? Oh, people are like, you're so... Oh, no, I started watching The Pharmacist. Dude. Honestly, actually, I was going to say it's so good. It's all right. It's interesting. It's fascinating. It just talks about, you know, the prescription world and big pharma. But why was I talking about ADD? Oh, because I... Oh, yes. Because since I'm not in school, I'm always like, oh, I don't, like, need... Like, I don't really have ADD. I just didn't like school and couldn't pay attention in school. But now that I'm doing this, I'm like, bitch, I might have ADD. But I think maybe, this might be like a very LA thing to say, which is so annoying, but I think maybe if I like meditated every day, not that it would go away, but I would at least be able to have a little bit more like, you know, ease with focusing. Everyone's like shitting on Jake Paul yet again. Let the man live, okay? No, I don't. I mean, not that I don't care. I don't want anyone to get like severely shit on by thousands of people. Imagine how bad that feels. I get wanting to shit on him. I shit on him with my friends all the time. No, I mean, I'm not talking about Jake Paul that much. Can you imagine? All my conversations are just trying to find a way to make it about Jake Paul. I don't talk about him all the time. But I'm saying... He's an easy dude to shit on, you know? You know, it's easy to come up with things. But you have to understand, when you're one person and there's, like, I'm looking at my Twitter and it's like 7,000 tweets about Jake Paul. And he checks his phone and he looks at his notifications and there's 7,000 mean things being written about you. It's like, That sucks. Why can't we just talk about people in private? Why do we have to say leave Twitter? Ugh, it's so annoying. Like, first of all, okay, here's the thing. Everyone wants to just see things how they see it. They don't look at both sides. And I'm not saying that you have to agree with both sides or think both sides are right. It's not like the Trump thing where he's talking about like white supremacists and he's like, there's good on both sides. And it's like, you know, no. Sure, on one hand, they're like people and hopefully like they have like some ounce of open-mindedness in them that potentially one day they can be like loving and tolerant and maybe they're just not there yet. But in that moment, like, no, they're not good people. They're not good people. Okay. Anyway, to like lessen the scales a little bit, because I'm not talking about Nazis. Although Jake Paul does look like he would be a proper Nazi. But that's not what we're talking about. And that's not what I'm saying about him as truth. Just poking a little bit of fun at the Jake dog, okay? People are so... I don't know. You'll like. Okay, so here's what happened. You know, he met with Russell Brand. I watched his video with Russell Brand. Russell Brand's like, you know, the guru. Also a controversial person. But he's like, you know, rebranded himself as like this enlightened guru. And despite Russell Brand's controversialities that you may look up on your own, I choose to see him as a changed man who is continuing to work on himself and change himself. And some people I know, specifically my friend in London, does not like him at all and thinks he's like the worst person ever. And is like, there's no redemption for this guy. And I'm the type of person who's like, give people a chance. I don't know. That's just how I feel. And I know that I am friends with a lot of people who feel the opposite and who are very like, you did something bad, you're done. And I just don't think that that's, whoa, I'm like Joaquin Phoenix at the Oscars right now. Damn, I'm gonna start talking about cows pretty quick. You know what? I might actually start talking about cows pretty soon. But back to Jake Paul and back to the nail salon bit in a little bit. Like, this nail is literally coming off. I was wondering why it felt so loose, and then I looked at it, and it's, like, the acrylic is, like, hanging on by a thread. And I don't even know if I have time to get my nails done today. It's gonna be a long day. Also, tonight? See, but in my head, I'm like, is this actual ADD, or do I think it's funny if I just keep switching things? It's not funny. It's really annoying. I have ADD. Do I? I don't know. I need to go to the doctor. I'm gonna go to the doctor. Because I'm still on my parents' insurance and I need to take advantage of it. But do I want to be on medication again? No. So do I want to know the truth? I should. Just to know. Okay. What was I saying? Yes, and Russell Brand. Okay, so Russell Brand is like, you know, he was married to Katy Perry. I get it. If you're married to a pop star, you have to start believing in, like, multiple deities. That wasn't funny, in my opinion. What was I going to say? Because it was almost, you know what? I was going to kind of, like, shit on Katy Perry, but as I was doing it, I realized how much I love Katy Perry, and I was like, why am I doing this? I love her. Okay. So Russell Brand's controversial, people. There's so many, anyway, it's so annoying because this is just what I want to talk about. And it's like, you know, it's not black and white. There's a lot of gray area. There's a lot of things I'm saying that probably aren't good. And, but you know what? I'm not set in my fucking opinions and ways. I'm open to, you know, comment or criticism. But like, literally, everyone has made a mistake in their life. We're all flawed people. Everyone makes mistakes constantly on a daily basis. And we're so ashamed of it. And then now, everyone else is like, hops on board and they're like, yeah, you fucked up. That's embarrassing. We don't want to talk to you anymore. You're done. Rather than being like, hey, look, you fucked up. And, you know, I don't really agree with how you fucked up and what you did. But as a friend, as a pal, I want to support you and help you make better decisions in the future so you don't fuck up and you don't feel this way again and no one else feels this way about you again. Wow. Anyway, so Jake Paul tweeted something that was very dumb. he said something about anxiety. He's like, if you have anxiety, just remember to smile and let it pass and your anxiety will go away. And it's like, that's a sweet idea for someone. You know, if you don't have anxiety, that's a cute little idea. And to some extent, there is truth to it, you know. If you have, you know, generalized anxiety disorder, no, a smile's not going to make it go away. And, you know, sometimes it's too hard to smile. But you have to understand just his idea behind why he's saying it. He's not, but people like pin it, like I was reading the tweets and that's not good. I need to stop doing that. But, you know, I'm reading like the tweets about it and people are like, oh yeah, thanks Jake Paul, you fucking like, you know, people like calling him names. And it's like, this guy like literally makes YouTube videos and we've allowed him to get this famous. He's not supposed to be this famous. He's like a kid from Ohio who like, you know, he said in his interview with Russell Brand, he was going to be an engineer. I don't know about that because I remember his first few vines. It was like him doing backflips and shit. It's like, this dude was like a frat bro. And sure, I know my friend Jackson, he's not a frat bro, but he's definitely like, you know, I don't know why I'm comparing them, but he's like, you know, he's like a dude where you wouldn't like just looking at him, you wouldn't expect him to be an engineer. And that's why I'm, you know, hating on Jake Paul right now, because he doesn't look like he would be an engineer, but like, what does that even mean? But he definitely is like a frat dude from Ohio. What do you expect him to say about anxiety? This rural ass dude who just happened to get famous by making videos every single day. You expect him to be like a woke philosopher? No. Is that why you're watching him or following him? No. Are the people who are tweeting those things about him fans of his? People who look up to him? No. It's people who already don't like him. Okay. Damn, I did not know I was going to go off on Jake Paul this early in the morning. It felt good, though. Justice for Jake Paul. Hashtag. Hashtag justice for Jake. I don't know. I just am so anti, like, mob mentality on people. I don't think it helps anyone. I don't think it serves anyone. I don't think Jake Paul is going to see that and go, you know what? I like this world and I like the people who are talking to me and I'm going to keep trying to work hard and be a better person. No, this is literally Joker origin story back to back to back. Because everyone's, it's like, oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. Damn. It's all, when you look at the tweets, always, like, just young girls. So many hormones, I get it. Like, I had a Twitter and stuff when I was, like, the age, I don't know. But when I was on Twitter at that age, I was just, like, horny for One Direction and Justin Bieber. And, like, it wasn't, like, no one was, like, active online enough for things to be controversial. Because people would post it like a normal rate back then. So it wasn't like so many things. Whatever. Whatever. That's it. I can't go on about this anymore. You know? Enough is enough. Leave Jake Paul alone. Logan Paul, on the other hand, feel free to go after and attack. Could you imagine you and your siblings being like YouTube famous?
Yes.
Yeah, I picture it all the time. I want me and my sisters to be like the blue-collar Kardashians. Like, not white trash, but just not, like, doing well. Me and my sisters. We could be. I mean, it's very similar. I'm down to have a baby. I'll be Kylie. I'm on a leave of abstinence right now. Why did I say it like I was leaving work for something? I'm on a leave of absence. Leave of, well, when do you say that in a sentence? I'm on a leave of absence. Like when you're sick from work. Anyway, I'm abstinent at the moment because I keep thinking about having babies all the time. It's consuming my brain. I'm like, oh, I would be such a cute young mom. But you know it's bad? And this is how you know you shouldn't have a baby. And how most people do have babies is I go, if I had a baby, I would be so much more responsible. And it's like, bitch, no, I would not. 100% I wouldn't. I need to be responsible now. I need to start being responsible now. So then when I do have a baby, I'm responsible then. Because that baby's not going to make me responsible. No way. Okay. Do I do the nail story bit now? It's not even a bit. It's just a bad story. I want to rip it off. It's so annoying. Okay. I need to leave it on. Did I want to say anything else, though, just to wrap up that whole thing? Damn, I really went off. I really went off. Oh, you know what? Just speaking of celebrities and Kylie Jenner. So I was watching yet another Kylie Jenner celebrity YouTube video, as I do. You know what I've been watching? Oh, I mean, I talked about this last week, but it still is true. On my YouTube queue, it's so fun. I was with my friends. And we were talking about what we watch on YouTube. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about. Yes, I'm so glad I didn't forget. I need to write down notes. But then I said this before. When I write down notes of what to talk about on the podcast, I always feel like I have to talk about those notes. And I, like, don't give myself room to, like, expand on them. I just, like, dictate what I did. Anyway, okay. This is, like, severe ADD episode. And it's so funny because I guarantee you at like 2 p.m. today, because it's like, what, 10, 11 right now? It's like, oh, damn. Okay. It's 10:45 right now. I guarantee you by 2 p.m. I'm going to be like dead, like no energy. This is just who I am, okay? Hello? Okay, so, oh, Kylie Jenner, okay, I need to take a breath. Hold on. Everyone listening to this, I'm going to do a guided breathing exercise because you're probably stressed out listening to me if you're still listening. I'm stressed out thinking about you listening to me, whether you're at work or driving. Imagine just me rambling. That is, you don't deserve this. Let's just take a breath. Let me gather my thoughts, okay? Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to breathe in through our nose or our mouth. Don't let anyone tell you which hole to breathe through. That's yours to decide. Whatever feels more comfortable. You might have a stuffed nose. Just breathe through some hole, okay? Your booty hole, fine with me. I once saw a girl wink with her asshole, and you might be thinking, what does that even mean? It pretty much is when it looks like you're about to poop, but nothing comes out and your butthole gets big and then small for a second. It was unimpressive. It sounds more exciting than it is. Anyway, that did happen on the rave cruise, obviously. Deep breath in. As deep as you can go, like deep. And then exhale. But don't try and like force it all out like, just like let it naturally come out. And then do that like three more times, like deep as fuck in. Hold it. And then just let it go naturally. Okay, I'm over it. I feel good. I feel better. I feel calm. I feel like only when I'm recording the podcast does my nose get stuffed. Okay, so back to my story. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. That's what I do. Like, you know, sure, I watch things on Netflix, but I'm a freak for a good YouTube video and finding ones that, like, speak to me. Ugh, I love celebrities. I can't get enough of it. I love watching celebrities on YouTube, whether it's a Vogue interview or, you know, anything, literally anything. Give it to me. I'm eating it up. I'm eating up the celeb info, gossip, all of it. Interviews, movie premieres. God, give me everything. Anyway, I was watching Kylie Jenner. Wait, why was I talking about that, though? I don't think that breathing thing worked. Why was I talking about Kylie Jenner? I literally just watched it this morning before I got here. Oh, yes, my coffee. She said on YouTube that her favorite drink at the moment is a vanilla oat iced latte. An iced oat vanilla latte. Vanilla oat latte iced. So this morning when I went to get coffee after watching that, I got the same thing. Whatever, I want to know what the inside of Kylie's mouth tastes like. Let me be. But there's also this one dude. Oh my god, I'm obsessed with him. And I kind of hate him. And he looks like someone I know. He looks so much like Willie Simon, who's a comic. Willie Simon has... his mom's a lesbian. And it makes me respect him more as a person. Because I think that if you're a straight white guy who was raised... Well, his mom wasn't always... She was seeing a man. He was born with a mom and a dad. And then they divorced. But I still think that experience makes you a more adapted, well-rounded person. Okay, the nail is completely off. You know what? The nail's off. Here's my nail. It's gone. It's off. Look how bad that looks. Now I have just one missing nail. That's so annoying. I want to go back to him and yell at him, but I feel like he would get hard and like it too much. Because I still have to tell you the story about this guy. Okay, I'll tell you the nail salon story, and then I'll tell you about this other YouTuber I'm obsessed with. If I lose my train of thought, Anthony, tell me... Chinese YouTuber. Okay. It'll all make sense soon. Okay, so I broke this nail. okay, a while ago. Like, this nail was off, similar to how it is now. My middle finger, the nail was off. I had a show that night, and I really needed my nails done because I don't want to go on stage with a ratchet-ass hand. Like, how can you trust a comedian with a ratchet-ass fucking fingernail just hanging off? So, it was last minute. It's like 6 p.m. Nail salons normally close at 6. And I'm, like, looking at all of the nail salons that are still open. I call them, see if they can do acrylics, see if they can fix my nail. And they're all like, no. And then they find this one that has, like, decent reviews, like, fine reviews. And he's available. So I'm like, okay, great. I'll be there at 7. And so I go. I walk in. There's absolutely no music playing. That's so weird. There's always music playing in a nail salon. There's zero music playing. And it felt like it was like concrete walls, like brick concrete walls. So it just felt like a prison cell. It's just so like sad in there. And it's just one guy working. Just one dude. And he's like finishing up this client, finishing up this older woman in there. And he's like, oh, are you the girl who called? And I'm like, yeah. And so I'm like picking out colors to do. It was Valentine's Day. So I did like red and pink at the same time. I copied Harry Styles. You know what? Harry Styles does his nail polish a certain way. I do my nail polish a certain way. Kylie Jenner orders coffee this way. I order coffee this way. I'm just trying to take in what the celebs are doing and see if I'm adapted for the lifestyle, okay? I gotta make sure I can handle it. So I get my nails done. And I sit down. There's no music playing. And, you know, he's like, and it's just me and him at this point. And he's wiping off all my nail polish. So my nails are just completely bare. I have all these hangnails and like bloody hands, you know, because I'm a mess. And he's like, oh, can I take a picture of your nails? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. I love a before and after photo. And so he takes the picture of my nails. Then he starts doing them and he does like a very whatever job. And it's just like quiet and I'm just like staring at him because I don't want to be rude and just be like looking away. So I'm just kind of like looking at him, looking at my nails. I'm like, oh, do you like music? Trying to hint like, why is it quiet as fuck in here? He's like, yeah, I like classical. And I'm like, okay, you're a murderer and that's fine. He's like, I like classical music. And I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, what do you like? And I'm like, oh, I like a lot of things. I really like alternative rock and top 40 pop hits. And he's like, he sees my pink hair and he's like, oh, EDM, you say? So he's like, I'll put on music. So he puts on some bad, like, Dance Dance Revolution type music. So he's putting on the worst music ever. He sits down. He's like finishing my nails. And he's honestly doing a job that I describe as weak. He only did one coat of nail polish on this hand, and he did two on this one. And I was like, oh, I think you only did one coat on this one. He goes, no, I did two. And I'm like, okay, well, it looks terrible. But I'm like, I don't want to talk anymore. Like, you know what? That's fine. I'll live. And suddenly my nails are drying. And so I'm, like, dancing to this EDM music in my seat, just waiting for the polish to dry. And I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And he's like, oh, can I take a video of you dancing? And I'm like, hell yes, content. So I'm dancing in my seat. I'm drying my nails. He takes the video. And I'm like, oh, are you putting that on Instagram? And he's like, no. Oh, so you're just, it's just for you. You just wanted a video of me dancing to the EDM soundtrack just for you? Just good times. He's 10 years older than me. He's 35. He's 34, 35. And then when we're done, he takes like 4 selfies with me. And then I left. He took so many selfies with me. 4. Doesn't have Instagram. Because he said, I don't have Instagram. He doesn't. There must be a weird hangnail fetish website. Like, there has to be. Like, why else would you do that? So I'm not going back there, but I do. It's so weird. He lives. I feel bad for him. He lives all the way in Alhambra. And then he works out here because it's cheaper to live there. It's so sad. I'm like, why don't you just work in Alhambra? He's like, the salons are small out there or something like that. But I'm like, bitch, your salon is literally a prison cell. If you're going to drive all the way to LA, work at like a good, like try, I don't know. That's me just putting in my two cents. I don't want to get Jake Paul'd, okay? Just put a smile on. When you're driving from Alhambra to make very little money, just put a smile on your face and all of you won't be poor anymore. The key to not being poor, this is a Jake Paul quote. The key to not being poor is to make money. That's something he would say. It's not actually a quote. But I feel like he would say so. The key to success, don't be poor. I have to say, Kylie wasn't wrong. Kylie was not wrong. That vanilla iced latte, oat milk latte iced vanilla, really good. So yummy. So that's my nail salon bit. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it was worth the wait. Chinese YouTuber. Okay, so on this rabbit hole of YouTube I've been watching, so I go through these weird, I find these YouTube channels, and I just become, you know, I become so wrapped up. There's this one guy who looks like my friend Willie Simon, who has a gay mom, which I'm gonna be a gay mom, for sure. No, guaranteed. I'm gonna be like married to some dude, you know, my first husband. It'll be like a friend of mine. We'll stop having sex because I'll be like grossed out by him and his penis. And then we'll divorce, but it'll be amicable because, like, you know, he'll understand that, you know, I wasn't meant to be with him anyways. And then I'll, you know, settle down and have a wife. But then I'll continue to raise that family with her for sure. I'm predicting it now. I mean, maybe not, but. Maybe. Hello? Also, I shouldn't do this. But, like, why not? If you like my podcast, if you're like, damn, Allie's podcast is pretty good, and it's pretty funny, and it's pretty average, and I like it, you have to check out Rick Glassman's podcast. Have you watched it? Take Your Shoes Off Pod? Rick Glassman is so funny. And I realized as I was watching it, because I hadn't watched it before. I know Rick and I've seen his clips from it. But I like realized as I was watching it, and I think he's definitely been doing it way longer than I have. I'm like, oh, I pretty much have just ripped him off. I mean, no, it's different. But it's like, he's like at his house on a couch. But his is more, like, that's what I'm saying. If you like this, you have to check out that because it's so funny. He, like, does all these crazy edits. And he, like, has insane guests on. And he's just so funny and silly. He, like, snaps his fingers and it'll just be, like, a cut-to scene during the podcast. It's just very funny. But I was like, damn, he's, like, I'm doing, like, the broke version of Take Your Shoes Off Pod. Like, that's what this is. And you know what? I'm fine with that. But anyway. It just a side note, because I just watched it and was like, holy shit. I was like, should I even continue doing this? I just want to work for Rick's pod now. Anyway, Anthony's mad. Anthony's pissed. Anthony's heated. He hasn't made eye contact with me since I said that. Yeah, I figured. Anyway, so, well, don't look it up now. Are you going to watch it? Oh, okay. Pay attention to me. Watch my podcast. Hello? Anyway, so... Oh, yeah. Okay, Chinese YouTuber. That breathing really did nothing for me. I mean, I breathed in twice. Like, obviously, nothing happened. I'm just, like, performing bodily, normal. But I'm like, okay, if I blink, then my ADD will go away. And it's like, no, you're going to blink regardless. Okay. Chinese YouTuber. His name is Xiao Ma. Obviously, his name's, like, fucking Brian or something, but because he learned Chinese 10 years ago and uses it now, he lives in New York. Okay, I, like, hate him, but I love watching him, but I don't like him. There's something about him that I don't like. He has, like, this Taylor Swift thing where he, like, pretends to be humble. Like, all of his YouTube titles sound like porn titles. It's like, white man startles Chinese man at a fruit... restaurant. You don't want to know what porn I'm watching, okay? But it sounds a lot like that. And it's like the most aggressive titles for YouTube videos, and then it's like literally just like, you know, the guy at the fruit stand who speaks Chinese just being like, whoa, your Chinese good. And then he's like, I freaking got his ass in the title. And it's like, okay, whatever. But then people will be like, oh, your Chinese is so good because he's been fucking speaking it for 10 years. Obviously, it's good. And he's always like, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, my God. You're too kind. You're too kind. You're too kind. And then now, because he says it so much that I know how to say it in Chinese. That's when you know you're not actually humble, is when I know how to say, oh, no, you're too kind in another language because you're using it so. Mayo, 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 mayo. That's what you say, mayo, 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 mayo. Well, he repeats it a lot. It's mayo, essentially. Not like that, but like that. He's always like, oh, mayo, 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 mayo. Oh, it's so annoying. Ow, I hurt my knuckles so bad. I tried to pop them. It's so annoying. And then he, like, gets his dirty-ass friends involved. This is my friend Jessica. She's also been speaking Chinese for 12 years, and she's a blonde girl. So everyone's going to want to fuck her, and they're going to think she's a dumb little blonde white girl. And it literally, like, the YouTube title for it will be, like, dumb white bitch gets owned by Chinese fruit stand owner, or whatever the fuck. And it's here's what's also annoying about it, is he doesn't just lead with the Chinese. He starts with English, and he lives in New York, and he goes to, like, Chinatown in New York, and he'll be like, oh, how much is this mango? Is this a good mango? Is it ripe? Like, it sounds like he's Dora, because he's just trying to form more sentences and lead to a bigger buildup in English, so that way when he speaks Chinese, everyone freaks out. So it feels like Dora questions. He's like, how much for this mango? Can you tell me where this mango lives? Ugh. Point to the mango. And then finally, something will happen and he'll be like, oh no, I was about to get canceled. I was about to try and pretend to speak Chinese as if I know it and I don't. But then he'll just go into speaking. It would be so good if I knew Chinese, because then you'd understand how drastic it is. Because then he'd be like, how much is the mango? And the guy will be like, 150. And he's like, in Chinese, he's like, so are you telling me that like speaking so fast in Chinese, just like rattling it off conversation. And then they're always like, oh my God, you speak Chinese so good. Where did you learn? How did you learn? He's like, oh, mayo, 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 mayo. And my favorite part about that. And here's the thing, I'm shitting on him just for fun. I would love to be in one of his videos, okay? I mean, I don't know Chinese, so I would never be in his videos, but I would love to. Not gonna pass up on that opportunity. But my favorite part of this whole series, because I've only been watching him for like 4 days, okay? But I've been watching so much of him, starting from... It's so annoying because I always think of these things to say, and I'm like, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say starting. No. Okay. You can just assume what I was going to say. I don't care. You can think of something way worse than what I would have said. But, you know, I started from the bottom, started from the way back, and then I worked my way up. And my favorite part is that because he tries to fill in as much Chinese shock content in one day of filming, he just goes to restaurant after restaurant after restaurant just to get different people's reactions to him speaking Chinese. So it'll start off with him at like a tea shop ordering in Chinese suddenly, you know, after speaking English. Then he'll go get like, you know, an appetizer at one Chinese place. Then he'll go to like a Fujianese place, which is like, you know, a province in China. And he's been trying to learn Fujianese, this language. And so he's like trying, whatever. He's trying to learn like 5 different languages. It's so annoying. And and you know what? Here's the thing. Am I jealous that he picks up languages quickly? Maybe. But it's annoying because, why? Why is it annoying, Allie? Find it within yourself. It's annoying because, I forget why it's annoying, but there's something annoying about it. And if you watch him, his name's Xiaoma NYC. But I also love him. So, like, don't thumbs down him, okay? He puts in a lot of work. But he eats at all these different restaurants, so he can try speaking all the different languages, you know? And As I've been watching the most recent videos, he's gotten thick. He's a thick boy now. I don't know how you say thick in Chinese, but he's got to learn it. People will be like, oh my God, you've gotten so thick. And he'll be like, oh, mayo, 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 mayo. And it's like, is that what you're eating? No, but I love him. I love my thick little daddy. But it is weird because he does bother me a lot. He does bother me a lot. And it's unfortunate because my friend Willie Simon looks truly identical to this guy. And I used to love Willie. And, you know, I used to love him. My little boy being raised by his gay mom. What can't you love about that guy? But now he reminds me of Zhao Ma NYC. And now I want to speak Chinese. That's what's annoying about it. Now I want to speak Chinese just so I can flex on him and also make a video with him. Ni hao, ni hao, xie xie, xie xie. Chinese is lit, dude. Chinese is lit. Okay. I feel so much better. I needed to get that off my chest. But I was talking to my friends about different videos. And they just told me about this guy, AC Family. He makes videos of all these ants and insects and bugs and stuff. And he's, like, so passionate. And he's Canadian, so he's, like, very, like, proper and family friendly. And he just, like, loves these ants. And he builds, like, aquariums for ants. And he makes videos. Honestly, the videos were too long and I'm not into it, but it's fun to, like, talk to your friends about YouTube. Like, it's so sad, but is it sad? No, it's just the world we live in now, okay? I gotta go. You know I'm recording the pod. Okay. I'm gonna see if I forgot to post a questions video. I forgot to post a questions story until this morning, so we'll see if anyone sent anything in. This one guy commented on my picture. I posted a picture on Instagram, and in all of the pictures I posted, it was like all me doing a serious face. Because sometimes my smile's weird. Once I smile, my upper lip hides, you know. It's like Osama bin Laden. It's just in hiding as soon as I smile. My mouth is the cave. My upper lip is Osama. It's in hiding, you know. And so sometimes I don't like to, sometimes I'll smile, sometimes I'll do a little smirk, but most of the time I just do like a serious face. And this guy roasted me. He was like, you are legitimately pretty, but you do this dead face thing that's pretty weird. And you should stop. I'm from the future and here to save your future self-embarrassment. And I replied to his ass. I looked at his profile. All of his pictures, he's doing serial killer dead face. And here's the thing. I don't have a beard. You have weird facial hair, okay? When you do a dead face, you look like you have someone's face dead in your attic, okay? When I do dead face, I look like a model who hasn't made it, okay? So I looked at his profile. All of his pictures, dead face, dead face, dead face. I said, LOL, my dude, I just looked at your Insta and all your pics are dead face. Let me and my dead face live. And then he responded. He was like, OMG, you responded and you looked at my profile. Tell Rogan I said hi. And I responded saying, I'm going to tell Rogan you're a hater. That's what you get, bitch. Don't fuck with me. Okay, some people did. Some people did. Okay, we're wrapping this up pretty soon. Okay, let me see. Oh, the current state of the BBC foreign news sector. Or, okay, so I don't even know what that means, but I will say I've been watching a bunch of UK shows. There's one that I want to get. So this is another YouTube thing. Oh my God. I sound like a 12-year-old girl, or mostly usually boy. It is so embarrassing. Yeah, no. Okay. I've been watching a lot of UK shows, like BBC Three and BBC Four shows. There's this one show where people go on blind dates with each other and they just like meet up, and it's so cute to watch on YouTube and they're so British and fun. And then there's also the show on the BBC in the UK. Big beautiful comedy network out there. Okay, Anthony's not paying attention. It's called This Country. They're making it, I'm pretty sure they're making it in the U.S. I auditioned for the U.S. version. Hopefully I get it. That would be sick. But either way, I didn't realize it was already a show that was in the UK until my buddy, who's going to be on the guest, who's going to be a guest on this podcast soon, he was telling me he auditioned for it as well. And he's familiar with the show from the UK. So now I started watching that, and it's so good. It's called This Country. And it's kind of like, it's kind of like The Office, just in the way that there's like, it's like a documentary style where they like look to camera and they focus on these people, but it's not like an office workplace type of comedy. It's just these cousins who live in the countryside of the UK. And it's so good. So that's what I've been watching. The BBC, UK, the British know their television programming. If you could pick one person to be stuck on a desert island with, who would it be? As much as I want to say Timothée Chalamet, it's like, you know, I would have to kill him and eat him, and he's too small for like real protein. I'm gonna have to say, who would I pick? One person stuck on an island. You know what? Epstein. Oh, he's dead though. I was gonna say he knows a lot about islands. Oh, he's dead though. Yeah, I don't know. Will you write down that timestamp? That's a funny clip, right? People love Epstein clips. People love it. It's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be big enough. Whatever. You know what? We're probably gonna use a Jake Paul clip. I really went off on him. Well, I went off on people who went off on him. I don't fuck with it. I just don't. Okay, whatever. Me and a girl were good friends. She moved schools. She doesn't talk to me anymore. What do I do? You know what? You gotta let her live. If you're still in school, your friends are gonna continue to change for a while. And you don't want to reconnect with someone who will just abandon ship like that, you know? I would say keep it open, because maybe she's going through something that you don't know and she just needs time to figure herself out. So keep it open, but don't, like, bother her to be friends. Maybe every once in a while. You know what's annoying? There's this one, there's someone in my life, and I hope that he doesn't listen to this podcast or think that this is about him, because if he asks me, I will deny it. But, yeah, there's this one guy who I'm an acquaintance with. You know, we met through mutual friends. He doesn't do comedy or anything, but he's friends with a couple comedians. And so we've met through friends, and he's a nice guy. And the first time we met, we had a great conversation, but it was just kind of like, you know, we were at a comedy show talking, and that's that. And here's the thing, I don't feel like I want to be friends with him, like hangout friends with him, like go out to lunch, grab coffee type friends with him. But he's a nice guy, like I'm happy to see him out in public, but he kind of has like more expectations, and he'll show up. Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He'll like show up to, we should make this a clip and then I'll just send it to him. He'll like show up to my shows and stuff, and it's like, yeah, he knows other comics on the show, but it feels like he's going to see me because I won't hang out with him outside of shows. And it's just, and I don't know how to say it in a nice way, or if it's something that I even have to say or have to address. It's like, I hate when people say like, oh, isn't it obvious? People should just, like, that guy should just get the hint. And it's like, no one's telepathic. Guys don't know. Girls don't know. You have to be clear. But at the same time, I don't want to hurt his feelings for no reason and be like, hey, I don't want to hang out with you. Like, I like seeing you out randomly. But the thing is, I do comedy. People know where I'm at, you know? He can come find me. And that's the annoying part. I don't look for him and find him. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Because he's a nice guy. But it's like, I just don't feel. Sometimes you just, it's the same thing with like relationships, you know? And friendships, it's similar. It's like, there's plenty of people I like, but I don't want to, you know, have them over at my place for coffee. And that should be fine. But you know what it is? I think this guy has just made it clear to me that he's like, you know, kind of like a sensitive person. And so now I'm just like on eggshells, like not wanting to like make his mental state even worse. But also it's like, I need to look out for myself as well and be honest with people. So if you have advice for me, slide in the DMs. And if the person I'm talking to is listening to this, sorry, slide in my DMs. We can talk about it. I'll call you. If you could be in any show, what show would you choose? Like they write in a character just for you. Ooh, that's a good one. Degrassi. Next Generation. Man, I missed that show. Anthony's getting ready to wrap this up. Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay. Oh, wait. How come there's not more vids of your stand-up on YouTube or other platforms? You know what? I just haven't filmed my sets that much, and the only videos that are up there are shows of mine or sets of mine that other people have filmed and put up. And you know what? That needs to change. I need to buy a camera. I need to do things. I need to be more responsible. I need to get on ADD medication, apparently. Let me see if there's any other good ones. I want to do open mics, but I live near Fresno, and there isn't shit out there. Any advice? No, that's not true. I've done comedy in Fresno. There's definitely things in Fresno you can do. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And you can also, don't necessarily just look for comedy open mics. The first real open mic I did was like a mixed open mic. So there was like spoken word. I mean, it's hard to do comedy after someone's like, death, wind, fear, and rain. These are the feelings of my pain. And then you're like, so my pussy's a little bit bigger than other pussies. Am I right? It's hard, but you know, whatever. Get up wherever you can. Start your own open mic in Fresno. What the fuck? I bet there's plenty of people who'd want to do that. And then you become the king of comedy in Fresno because you run an open mic. Just don't let it go to your head or have a power trip over it, because honestly, it's just an open mic. Donuts are overrated. Agree or disagree? Hard agree. And I won't explain it. I'm just going to leave it at that. Would you fuck a fan of yours, or do you have a rule on that? I'm not fucking anyone right now because I will get pregnant. Advice for new comedians? Consistency. Just get up as much as possible. Write what you think is funny. And like, picture the type of audience you would want to have. Like what they look like, what they do, what they want to be. And write jokes that you like that you think they would like to. That way you're not just writing jokes for... Because I had the problem of, like, writing jokes for open micers. So that way when I went to open mics, I would, like... They would like me. And then when I started doing real shows, I was like, oh, these people don't like these jokes. And it's like, oh, yeah, because they're not broke-ass, pervert-ass open micers, you know? We live in a simulation or nah? Sometimes I think so. But sometimes I don't. I don't know. Maybe. Could be a fun way to look at things, whether it is real or not. Okay. Yeah, that's all the questions I got. This was a fun episode. Damn, I really went absolutely off on this episode. I thought it, honestly, when it first started, I was like, this is not good. This is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. And then once I got into that Jake Paul controversy, boy, was I on fire. I need to start looking up weird Twitter interactions. Okay, I gotta go. I have a guest episode I'm recording. Stay tuned for that when I go out of town. You'll see the guest episode. I'm going out of town February 28th through March 1st. I'll be in Boston. March 2nd and 3rd, I'll be in New York. March 5th and 6th, I'm headlining my first headlining shows outside of LA at a club, like a real headlining event. It's going to be in Tempe, Arizona at the Tempe Improv. Please come out to that. I really, really, really need you. It'll be fun. I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm scared, but I'm excited. So March 5th and 6th at the Tempe Improv. And then in the future, April 1st at Helium Comedy Club in Portland. Tickets aren't available yet, but they will probably next month. And then, oh my gosh, this is another exciting one. April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I'm headlining. I can't believe I'm headlining a weekend at the Punchline San Francisco. That's nuts. That's like one of the best clubs. I hope I don't fuck it up. Find out if you live in San Francisco or nearby. Fresno, come through. You're almost there. Come through, Fresno. Anyway, exciting stuff happening. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good week. Chill hard, my friends. Chill hard.